You've been listening to Amy Ray live on the home stretch on KXCI, encouraging everyone to get on that joy train, which is rolling into 191 Tool this evening. They're on at 8 over there. No openers, so don't be late. Doors at 7. And so glad to have you back on the show. Welcome back to Tucson.
Thanks for having me.
My pleasure.
I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah. Okay. So shall we do some introductions briefly?
Sure.
Just giving credit to the other beautiful sounds.
Of course.
Room.
Yeah. We've been playing together over 10 years. Some of us, six. Our keyboard player who's playing accordion right now for this is Dan Walker. He's from Seattle. He's been with us about 6 years. Jim's playing drums. Jim Brock. He's from Charlotte, and Kerry Brooks is playing upright bass. He's also from Charlotte, and Matt Smith is playing dobro and banjo right now, and he's from Asheville, North Carolina. And then Jeff Fielder is playing guitar and dobro, and he's from Seattle, Washington. So, yeah, that's the band. We have a violinist named Adrian Carter as well, who's home for some family emergencies, but these are the guys that we've been traveling around for about 10 years.
Yeah. Very different than the Indigo Girls.
Yeah.
There's lots of them.
There's a lot of us.
And they're neither Indigo nor Girls.
No, but Jeff is going to be touring with Indigos this summer.
Oh, wonderful.
We're going to be playing a co-bill with Amos Lee out west, and then
fantastic.
A bunch of Melissa Etheridge shows on the East Coast.
Excellent. Yeah. Well, that sounds like a logical pairing.
Yeah, it defies logic. It's so logical, actually.
So I was looking back through your catalog of your solo releases this morning as I was anticipating your arrival and thinking about the very first solo album you put out. I instantly loved because it was called Stag and it came out in 2001, and you had the Butchies backing you. And this was much more in like the punk rock vein there.
Yeah.
Tell me about what your solo work has meant to you over the years. I realize that's kind of a broad thing to say, but you started out with that Butchie and exploring, you know, maybe that hard rock side you had wanted to explore that for a while. It seems like things are also more in the Americana and country groove here, not quite the same as what you do with the Indigo Girls. What do you receive creatively from having this other outlet that is not defined as Indigo Girls? And how do you make decisions about what you do with your creativity in that realm as opposed to, you know, the Indigo Girls is quite a large entity and all that.
Yeah.
And so you must have to kind of sort that out. Can you speak to that a little bit?
Well, when I started doing like the punk rock stuff, I had started an indie label in 1989 when we got signed, and I had some money and I just put out records by my punk rock friends. And there were a lot of people I just wanted to collaborate with, honestly. It was like the Rocketeens, the Butchies, Josephine Wiggs, Joan Jett, just people in my life, you know, that I wanted to collaborate with. And so I did a few.
Who doesn't want to collaborate with Joan Jett?
That's true. So just a few records, like, to kind of get that out of my system. And then I was writing country songs, and I met Jeff, and he was playing with Lindsey Fuller, and it was kind of like the seed. I was like, oh, this is like the beginning of the new collaboration. And then I just kind of put together for the studio, you know, a band that to make Goodnight Tender, which was the first country thing. And it's just about collaborating for me. I just want to collaborate with different people that I'm in different situations with different kinds of music. And I love punk rock and I love country. They have so many similarities to me. And I think when I was listening to the Bloodshot catalog and reading Punk Planet out of Chicago, I was just like, yeah, there's a lot there with the populism of like Hank Williams and The Clash, you know, are very similar to me, and the Carter Family, and, you know, just kind of, and the Butchies were, I was a big fan of that band and Team Dresch. So they were very important to me. So being able to, they opened for the Indigo Girls for a while, and then we just got to be super good friends, and then we did stuff together. So, you know, it's just a lineage of people I love is what it is.
Right.
And it's different from Indigo Girls just because it's so small and indie, and we drive ourselves around in a van and play clubs, and it's a different thing. You know?
So that spark that you get from outside collaborations, does that end up kind of informing and refreshing you to go back to Indigo Girls work?
Yeah, sure. And it gives me
muscles.
And it makes me better because I was leaning on Emily a lot for a long time for harmony arrangements and things. And when I did Stag and I started doing solo stuff, I really couldn't lean on her. So I had to really dig deep into figuring out, like, you know, teaching myself certain aspects of harmony singing that I wanted for the backup singing, and just, you know, chord progressions and tunings and different things that Emily had always been a very good informant for me. So it was good for me to get stronger and actually be a better partner for her. And it's just like a marriage, kind of, you know. I mean, I'm not advocating outside whatever, but it does work. I'll say that. In the music world, it works really well.
It was a healthy challenge to bring new tools back to the table. All right. Well, you are listening to Amy Ray. She is in town this evening. She's playing over at 191 Tool with this wonderful group of musicians. Whenever you feel ready, I would love to hear another song.
Sure. We're going to play a song called Subway that I wrote for a DJ friend of mine, Rita Houston, who passed away a couple years ago.
Yeah. We love Rita.
This is for her, and it's kind of, I've known her, I knew her since the 90s, and she really helped a lot of us kind of be strong in our, you know, in our whatever, you know, ourselves. And this is like just from stories that some of her best friends told me when she was hospicing, and my own discovery of New York and all that. So we'll do this for Rita and for radio. All right.